All month we've been talking about the plan of salvation. And is there a plan? Of course there is. There is a plan. God is a God of planning. And we have considered hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and tonight, baptism. And you have to ask yourself, well, what is baptism? Well, baptism is an immersion. I'm reminded of what Philip did when he immersed Philip, when he immersed the Ethiopian eunuch. And the Bible demonstrates to us in Acts chapter 8, verses 34 through verse number 38, that they both went down into the water and came up out of the water. So it's an immersion. It's not a sprinkling. It's not a pouring. But then you have to ask yourself, who commanded it? Upon Jesus' resurrection in Matthew 28 and verse number 1, he was raised from the dead, showed himself to his disciples and to others. And the Bible demonstrates to us in verse number 18, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, baptizing them, immersing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus commanded it. But Jesus received those commandments from his Father, John 12, verse 48. But then you ask yourself, well, why should one be baptized? Well, according to Acts 2 in verse number 38, it's for the remission of sins, that one may have their sins forgiven, if you will. But in Hebrews 9 in verse 14 and 15, it is also to come in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ in order to come before God and serve him. So it's commanded by God, but there's a reason why. That's the only act by which one comes in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is that blood that cleanses us. So one has to be baptized into Christ. But what is baptism connected to directly? Well, baptism is directly connected to the church. Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 13, for by one spirit, you're all baptized into one body. And the body is the church. Colossians 1 and verse number 18. Isn't it beautiful what baptism is connected to? But let me give you this one. This one's free. In Galatians 3 and verse number 26 and 27, baptism is connected directly to Jesus Christ. Now, Paul would say in verse 26, for you're all the children of God by faith. For as many of you that have been baptized into Christ, you've clothed yourself with Christ. It's amazing how people want to ask Jesus in their heart and say this prayer. But if you're going to come in contact with the blood and be clothed with Christ and be added to the body, one has to obey the gospel and be immersed in water for the remission of your sins. This is why we preach the gospel. So baptism is directly connected to these things, but it's also directly connected to the gospel. Paul would say something in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, which is similar to Matthew 28, 18 through 20. But he says, preach the gospel. He told them, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. So here we see baptism is directly connected to the gospel. But what's the gospel? It's interesting. I remember talking to multiple people at different times in life, and you ask, well, what's the gospel? And they'll say, well, it's the Bible. It's the good news. Well, the Bible teaches us what the gospel is. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 8, it's the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the appearance of Christ. But that's just half of the equation, because you know what God connected directly to the gospel? The church, the kingdom of God, Mark 1, 14 and 15. And so Philip got it right again by inspiration. What did he preach in Acts 8 and verse number 12? He preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Friends, baptism is essential. And so Evelyn and I was talking about this, and she always has good questions. She said, you know, you ought to ask, do we still believe that? That's a good question. Because sometimes children of God, members of the Lord's church, they stop believing. And then they require other people not to do the same thing they did in order to get in Christ. And that's not right. Our Lord, our Master, he commanded and demanded and taught baptism for the remission of sins. Friends, we must do the same. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want to have a study with you. We want to talk with you. We want to discuss with you the Word of God in order for you to come to the knowledge of truth. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. God, what you going to do? I'm going to wash away all their sins. I'm going to add them to my son's church. If they live faithful, my son's going to tell them, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I make you ruler over many. Enter into the joys of thy Lord. Don't you want to hear those words? Maybe you're a child of God and you stop believing. You stop believing that it's necessary. You believe that, well, I did that, but no, after further study, it's not necessary. Well, if that's the case, God forgot it. If that's the case, Jesus said, don't worry about it. But that's not the case. It's still commanded some 2,000 years later. Men must enter in Christ the same way as they did on the day of Pentecost. As we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.